And ladies and gentlemen, from Tupelo, Mississippi, Mudbone. You know, now I know that boy. See, he fucked up. See, that fire got on his ass. And it fucked him upstairs. Fried up what little brains he had. Cause I remember the motherfucker, he could make a motherfucker laugh at a funeral on Sunday, Christmas Day. But you know what happened? He got some money. That's what happened to him. He got some money. Them Miss Mill cramps and shit was gone. He said, fuck it. Went all the way crazy. Shit, now me, I'm still hungry. See, I'm gonna be out here 4 days and 6 months. You know, I remember, see, nobody remember when I started in show business. I gave Mom's Mapley heartbreak. Mom's was an ugly child. I told her, I said, girl, you ought to go into comedy. She's about two then. And she still had that funny voice. I'm the one starter. So, I watched this boy's career because he used to come by and give me $1 here, 50 cents down. He was all right, you know. He would never let me $5, though, you know. But he let me have them twos and fews, you know. So I felt for the boy. I went over there talking to him. And he ignorant. Because I sit down and talk to him, and he don't let him get none of that powder in his nose. That's like trying to talk to a baboon's ass. I talked to the boy 7 days and 7 nights. He was still on the same subject. Where can I get some more? So I talked to him, you know. I said, boy, why don't you do something with yourself? Since religion ain't your thing, maybe you take up ballet. I told him, I said, because you're going to be black a long time. So you might as well enjoy yourself because there ain't many black motherfuckers out there doing it. Say, don't stop now. Said, don't lighten up, tighten up. That's what I told him. And he must have listened to me because he was going to register to vote. I knew he was sick then. See, I lived through hard times before. Like, people talking about these as hard times. Hard times was way back. They didn't even have a year for it, just called it hard times. It was dark all the time. I think the sun came out on Wednesday. And if you didn't have your ass up early, you missed it. So I happened to be out there one Wednesday, and the sun hit me right in the face. And I grabbed a bunch of it, rubbed it all over myself. Because, shit, I didn't have nothing else. Said, shit, I might as well have some sun on my face. And time went on. I remembered it was Thursday. I said, damn, that sun was a bitch. That's why they didn't want us to have none of it. Because it cheer you up inside, you see. So I got all cheered up, went out on a date. Lucinda Bell May. Girl was pretty. Coal black. Looked like a coal black something. A coal black piece of black. Was shining beautiful. Skin was tender, like a baby's butt. Right? Sweet, breast smelled like carnation milk. That's how tender she was. I liked her too. She had a little liking to me. Her father was blacking her. He was mean. I mean, he fought Leif Soot in his drawers. His name was Jimmy Dean. So Lucinda, we'd have to tip away. We'd go up and do a little kissing up in the apple orchard. We'd tip away together on Wednesday morning when the sun was up. Because we get up there, I make her put a little on her face, and she relaxed. Then she relaxed, I start rubbing all over. Women's like when you rub on them. If you rub them in them right spots, you know. You got to rub them right there. Right on the inside of the leg by the kneecap. Rub them right there. And you rub it around until it starts burning. Should they open up then, boy? Because there ain't but two pieces of pussy you're going to get in your life. That's your first and your last. And all that shit in between don't count. That's just the extra gravy, you see. But you'll never forget your voice, and you won't damn sure forget your laugh. If you live that long, you're in big trouble. I'd rather die of cancer than fuck around and remember my last piece of pussy. Your mother said, when's the last time you got some pussy? I said, yesterday. That's as far as I want to remember it. I don't want to live that long. There ain't no point to it. Because you didn't ask to come to this motherfucker, and you sure can't choose how to leave. Because you don't know when you're going to go. So don't take this shit serious. You better have some fun and plenty of it. Because when the shit over and you ask for a recharge, it's too late. So all I can say is keep some sunshine on your face.